Prague is a 25, sometimes 30-year-old beautiful whore, aware of its magic powers, and she will steal anything and everything from you. She'll drag you towards her, tie you down, and you will never run away from her, because despite all, you love her. You know about all her troubles, but still, you cannot help yourself to love her. And now? She's getting older, and foreign culture is treading on her without respect, and that's what I'm really sorry for. Now I mind that Prague is turning into Babylon, and the slut is selling herself below her price. This is a quote from the beginning of the 90s, said by famous Czech Prague Spring singer, a proto-songwriter, Karel Kryl. His contemporaries lived for generations behind the Iron Curtain in ethnic isolation. Why? Hitler murdered majority of Czech Jews and Roma in concentration camp. The German minority, about 30% of the pre-World War II population of Czechoslovakia, was mercilessly, regardless of their past, displaced and moved out of Czechoslovakia by Czech troops after the World War II as Nazi and German traitors. Their property was confiscated by state, and until today, the majority of Czech population believes that this was a rightful act and do not feel guilty for it. Czechoslovakia split up in 1993. The only different ethnic group left was Roma people. While in Spain, gitanos, gypsies, are respected for being carriers, creators of the most famous Spanish music, flamenco. In Czech Republic, the gypsies are understood as a very bothering, sticking out and non-conform group. A stereotypical picture of Roma, as understood by the majority of hidden but quite strongly racist Czech population, is that Roma gypsies, cigani, are uneducated, stupid, loud and dirty, born criminals. You're listening to a gypsy song sung by a Czech folk singer Zuzana Navarová. Some people of the generation of 30 years old prefer to think that Zuzana is not singing in Roma but in Spanish. Just another subtle hint how deep the society-generated racism has planted its roots. Ten mange de vlasokera, tam namrojilo rovela, vionka moro nadiken, bare bara ikere. Ten mange soske našaven, soske len tekošen, šukarjaka nadiken, bare kana našunen, našunen. Cítíš, řekni, o čem sněží. Mám mi to asi nechce říct. Proč nevím, o čem ten pán mluví, nevím. Těšit se nebo jen. The generation of 20 years old is more tolerant to the ethnic minorities, often thanks to the music played by various ethnic groups in the Prague music clubs. Nazi genocide didn't find its victims only among the Jewish population of Czechoslovakia, but it took its toll also among Czech and Moravian Roma. Almost all of them died in the Nazi concentration camps, often run by Czechs.
Takže jelikož jsem se narodila v minulém století ve 30. letech, mám 77 let.
This woman is one of the few that survived it. Her entire family died in one of the concentration camps. This extremely powerful personal experience is the source of the power coming out of her songs. She is singing about the Auschwitz concentration camp. Nowadays, almost all Roma people living in the Czech Republic immigrated from Slovakia after the World War II. As usual, originally one smaller incoming family was gradually joined by its relatives until it created a small community, usually similar to and originating from the same village in Slovakia. They left Slovakia usually in order to earn better living. This process continues until today. In the Slovak Republic, Roma create about 10% of Slovak population. Racism is the main factor in their discrimination on the labor market. Among Roma, there is almost 100% unemployment, consequences of which they must face every day. In addition to this, the human rights are not really observed. Communist regime issued an edict on sterilization of Roma women, which was reasoned by hygiene concerns. Women that agreed to sterilization were remunerated, but it impaired their position in Roma society, as bearing and raising as many children as possible is considered to be the main role of Roma women. However, even after the fall of communism, some hospitals are suspected of carrying out this practice until today, during the childbirth, without informing the woman prior to the surgery.
Me pašla te bešav av karvan Lagre vasta kale ču mi da Projaka me nadika Ulja smage merida Pašla te bešav lav karvan Lagre vasta kale ču mi da
Since 19th century, Roma have been living in small settlements on the edges of many Slovakian villages. They had their place in the society as smiths, horse traders, tinkers, cutlers, and musicians. But only communism regime and then the political changes after 1989 brought them to the edge of poverty. They live in these settlements where the time has stopped, mainly troubled by lack of education, which causes total ignorance of their rights. Their ignorance is abused not only by the majority, mostly racist Slovak population, but sadly and against their ancient habits, by people from their own ethnicum. Usury and chantage is very common among themselves. In the settlements, there is often no fresh water, electricity and other infrastructure. In the poorest ones, there are no houses but only slum-like huts made of any found material. The conditions are extreme, illness is very common, and the families have traditionally many children, which leads to even greater poverty. The only wealth they have is their music.
Il posto pripila i basar jo ti kilo, će jo biti pilo, tri monti i on tri monti kilo. I aramo rika tal bajna i deski jamba. Aramo reka tal bajna i deski jamba. I busar jo ti kilo, će jo biti pilo, i on tri monti, i on tri monti pekilo. I busar jo ti kilo, će jo biti pilo. Dri-mo-di-on-dri-mo-di pekila. Ey, sarara-la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- A pigeon to get a ye, a ma people mate. A lucky die pigeon. Hi, Manalea, he earned to the keha. A tu ke penalva. A ye mashka cha 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 cha. A pigeon to Naleha. A kitty die pigeon. Hi, Manalea. To the care, I took a pen of a ye much got a put up in a leha.
Oh, Chita, it's a little
These Slovak gypsy settlements are perhaps the worst and the most sorry sight you can come upon in the Central and Western Europe. It's not surprising that Roma people living in these conditions rebelled violently in February 2004 against new state policy of cutting down on social security support in unemployment. The provision will mainly influence the Slovak Roma. Supported by the hidden or more pronounced racism among the Central European population, the most Czech and Slovak governments do not pay much attention to solutions of this extremely difficult situation. This approach is often criticized by European Union, United Nations Organization, and many world human rights organizations. Let's hope that this situation will change soon, even though to solve such complicated social problem will take probably many generations.
Ero mi na
Radio Without Frontiers, Jan Šípek and Ludmila Chábová, Radio Akropolis, Prague.